This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Local, state, and federal crews are working to contain a cluster of wildfires that have started across the Northern Front Range this week. More than 120 firefighters are working near Lyons, where a fire has killed one person, injured four firefighters, and destroyed five homes. CPR's environment reporter Ishan Thakur has more from the Stone Canyon fire.
Dozens of people fled the area yesterday after getting evacuation orders. Wayne Church and his wife grabbed a few clothes, medicine, and jewelry and rushed from their home, just a mile from the fire.
Since then, it's about a half mile from our house, so we really don't know when we'll be able to get back.
Hundreds of firefighters are working to contain four wildfires across the Northern Front Range. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
The federal government is sending firefighting resources to the state, but that response has been slower than normal because so many fires are burning in other western states. Candy Stevenson with the National Interagency Fire Center says the U.S. is at a level 5 wildfire response.
So 5 is the highest preparedness level, and that is where we are nationally strained for resources.
A team is expected to arrive soon to help manage the Alexander Mountain Fire near Loveland, currently Colorado's largest wildfire, and there's more at CPR.org. A star player with the Denver Nuggets has made Olympic basketball history. Nikola Jokic is the first ever Olympian to put up at least 10 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 assists in one game. Jokic helped his home team of Serbia in a win yesterday over Puerto Rico, the U.S. territory that sends its own team to the Olympics. This is CPR News.